Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
That's Aaron Simon, everybody. Guess what? We're doing an opening to part two of a family show. Sounds like a whole lot of bullshit. So we're doing an opening to part two of the family show. This is part two of the family show. You're a first-time listener. Well, you know that I do the openings into my phone, so don't judge it. Of course, if you listened to the opening song by Joe, you knew that. So this is an opening into my phone, and we're doing it.
So this is for a first-time listener who 15-second fast-forward past Joe's song.
Oh, yeah. How much is he liking the show, right?
How many of them are there?
What?
There's probably literally no first-time listeners that just
skip past that song. Yeah, right. You know what? I apologize. Apologize to the first-time listeners. Except the one that didn't listen to the song, who he's going, hey, this guy Eric's calling me an idiot. Tweet at us if it's you. So it's Aaron Simon's last show. Last week was his last show. He's going back home to Davis.
It's a real sad moment here.
Are you going to miss us?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could stay here for longer.
Well, here's the thing. We worked out a deal with your parents. Eddie Pepitone is adopting you.
We got you
kicked out of school.
No way.
Imagine Eddie Pepitone being a big brother. God, he'd be great. If he wanted to do it, he'd be great.
Oh, that's...
What?
I think he would be fantastic.
Me too, for real. If he wanted it, That's something he wanted to do, but he was exactly the same person he is now. Oh my God, all he would do was... All his stuff is just, you know, anybody that learns to be honest and be able to express themselves...
And he's no matter, very wise.
And he's wise, and he's great. Anyway, maybe I should manage him. So anyway... Aaron Simon, back to, actually, today's show is being sponsored by a nice, well, here's the deal, let me tell you the story. There's a story, how it all came about. There's a comedy club, it's called the American Comedy Club, and Braylon, is his name's Braylon, right?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I say his name wrong, because it's a unique name, so you can mess it up. But Braylon, I'm probably saying his name wrong, he's flipping out, driving down the street, used to manage that club and did a great job. And then he's working for this company called...
Flavor X.
And he was more than kind and dropped off a lot of stuff for the podcast. Like, so much stuff, it was like... It's the most I've ever... I never win anything. I never win the lottery. I was like, oh my God. They're so... And they have... Okay. Does it sound like I'm doing I am. Because I believe in it. but cool flavors, like... Oh, by the way, I'm not getting paid for this, just so you know. But blackberry and lemon, these are the ones I'm looking through right now. I had toffee. It was really good. I mean, and the espresso, and it was perfect. It was like this just really good, fun high. I really enjoyed it, and felt great, and it tasted good. Even if pot tastes bad, it's okay, but this actually tastes good. So much that I ate three today. Yeah, you didn't write instead of regular chocolate. It's like, whoa, Todd, I don't think that's what's intended for. And it was really good. And then I'm going to try, he gave us some pens, but I haven't even tried them yet. I'm going to try them this week. I'm bringing three with me because I'm heading to Portland, where I have me on the show all week. And
are you going to be doing a lot of writing there or what?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Why are you bringing pens?
Oh, no, you got it, huh? Aaron said, are you bringing pens because you have writing, huh?
Gotcha.
It'll be me in Portland and a special guest. And guess what? Joe, lyricist Joe will be there. Jingle Joe with Gingle Glenn.
Wait, that's not enough? And you have a special guest?
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, I try to make the shows, bring a band. That's going to be, if you've never gone out to see my show, I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of fun. I do it upright. No fucking around. So, there's that. Todd and Eric, we did a show. We're never going to feel like it's as good as it could be on the first one.
Oh, I thought we did great.
Oh, me too. Embarrassing. But we got a lot of stuff off our mind, and of course we'll say it better. But that's going up on... Do you want to give yourself a little wiggle room? I'm going to say Monday.
Okay.
That's going to go up Monday. Todd and Eric. So, all right. Oh, in Portland, the password. Yeah, I think if you go up to the line, if they have it, and you're comfortable going, hey, George Carlin, or writing George Carlin on a piece of paper, I say write it on a piece of paper, hand it to whoever's seating you, or when you're buying your tickets, wherever you need to. And then I will try to see if they can save seats up front. I like to have the podcast people up front because, well, they're good audience members. Right? You know, look at you. You're just a good audience member. Oh, you. Look at you.
Oh,
you're
my God.
You're such a good little audience member. You're such a good little audience member.
You
brought kazoos to the show. Shut up.
You wore a bow tie.
Look at you. Did you wear a bow tie? That's right. You brought a little bow tie, and Todd loves it. By the way, it does make me feel that good. I love when I see a bow tie in the audience. It classes it up. God damn it. Although I don't like having any... with all my theories on how to make a place look great, I don't like to limit people in what they could wear. You know what? There's no rule. Yeah, if I owned a comedy club, would I ask maybe the MCs not wear shorts? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Because I hate putting limitations on someone's style. You know, let alone their act, but their style. Maybe they're comfortable wearing that. George Carlin worked at opera houses in a T-shirt. I know he was George Carlin by that point. I probably could change my opinion on this, but anyway, who gives a shit? Anybody want to say anything? Huh?
I guess Eric? I should give a shout out to my dad, Mark Simon.
Mark Simon?
Oh, Mark Simon.
Do you know what it was? It look, it's hard to even... I'm going to turn the lights down.
Because I'll tell you why. Well, because I don't want to... It's hard to give someone a compliment when it's too bright.
That's true.
But hasn't it been fun having Aaron Simon here?
It's been great.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Just you look the other way. How much do we love it?
I only got 4 weeks of it, and it was amazing.
Good energy comes in here. Plus, it makes me feel like, hey, in my life, I'm still... You know, last night, or 2 nights ago when we were hanging out, it makes you feel like, oh, yeah, it's the same. It's same as in high school. It's exactly the same. That's what you get to do. That's what you get to do. You just look over there. And I may pretend I look about a year older in my head. But emotionally, there is no difference. The sense of humor and emotionally is probably not the right word. I probably got a little bit, you know, more emotion. I got more issues out there. I'm going for the compliment because I'm older. He goes, yeah, more. And I go, I was going to go, you know, more whatever, you know, more depth, more whatever, more patience. You know, he goes, more. And I have a pause and he goes, issues. No, how dare you, issues. But we loved having you. We really did.
Aww.
Tell Mark that. Tell your dad that. Well, now he knows it.
He's listening.
We're going to miss you. Last night, tell everybody what he did. Or should you want me to tell? We had everybody sing happy birthday. No, we didn't. We said, hey, everybody, act like we rehearsed a song for Aaron. So I told like 15 people, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
15, yeah.
Tell the story, if you don't mind.
We sang it, and it was very dramatic, and everybody was into it. Everybody. As soon as we finished, he said, you know, I'm going to see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, like you did that song by accident, and it was great. You should have heard it. Like 15 people, we were going, oh, Cy, Aaron, Simon, we're going to miss you. Just taking everybody's lead. Like, do it now so they get the gist of, oh, Aaron, Simon, we're going to miss you. You know, that, but for maybe a minute and a half. And that's a long time to do that bit. And after the whole thing. You're going to see me tomorrow. Oh, jeez. Well, then I guess we'll erase it. Make it have never happened. But, and he shows up here with his potato. Oops.
So soon.
That's what we're going to miss.
So sue me. What's he doing with the potato? I don't know. Mark. Listen, so that's, and we did have a song. I thought we do have it. I couldn't get it because by the time I asked for it today, he thought I already had it. But we do have something for your dad. We made a little song. Nally has something to look forward to next week. I got you, you fuck. That's right, Mark. That's right, Mark. Now we got you.
Have to listen.
Yeah,
you know who you are.
You know who you are, Mark. We don't want to make a bit that makes. What if we do a bit, but it makes him involve having to tell his dad, like, go fuck yourself, Mark. Aaron, you got to do it. It's part of the show.
Right. You are the intern.
Well, yeah, you are the intern. If we're doing a bit where we're all talking about Mark's a dumb fuck, we need you to play along. So, okay? Hey, Mark, you dumb fuck.
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Oh, that is disrespectful. I can't believe he did that. Oh,
like
so
that.
How dare you? You know what? That was a test to see if you were for comedy. No, we don't. That's bullshit. I thought we said, I feel like a fucking idiot. I said this afternoon, Eric goes, I bet if we said that he wants to climb on the business ladder so quick that if we said, oh, you have to call your dad a dumb fucking a bit, and Eric goes, I bet this guy, Aaron, would do it because he wants to climb and he'll just, I said, no, he wouldn't. That's why I said, no, he wouldn't. Even in a bit, he'd go, no, I have a good sense of humor, but that's my dad. I don't want
to be
saying
fair,
stuff like
that. Say dumb fuck.
You said it worse because you paused. Do you want to replay it? Do you want to let this go or should Aristotle, in editing, which we could have happened right now, guess what? I already decided to do it. Aristotle, take what Aaron said. When he did pause. He was trying to figure out a clever way to say it, but he said it. And roll it like 8 times. If you want to slow it down, put reverb in it. Play it over and over and over and over and over and over. Any way you want. Put the devil voice in it. That's what you're going to get. So what I want to play right now is Aaron Simon telling his dad to go fuck himself. Roll it in, Aristotle. Oh, wait. Never mind. You don't roll it in. You already did it. No. You're going to roll it in. Jesus. You're going to roll it in. Roll it in, Aristotle.
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh? Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Oh, Mark, you fucking dumbass, huh?
Okay.
Is that my dad's song?
Yeah, that was your, that we just heard what Aristotle did in post. I just wanted you, I got a little high in that bit, I got to be honest. Is everybody all right? Because we have to go. We have to throw it. What the fuck? That's 8 minute long, this opening. What am I? On a dry cleaner? Anyway. I guess we're all good. I'm excited to, Portland. I'm here. I'm in Portland. And I love it. I love Helium, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Sideburns. How about Sideburns? He emailed me. Remember Sideburns? Hey, sideburns.
Hey, sideburns.
He has a leather jacket. Sideburns. He combs his hair.
Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah, sideburns. He's the type of guy, after the show, he doesn't come see your show. He just hangs out outside with one foot up against the wall, smoking a cigarette, combing his hair. Hey, glass. Like, aren't you going to go in and see it?
A pack of cigarettes rolled up in his
pack of cigarettes rolled up. And he has a motorcycle, and his girlfriend sits on it, revving it. He goes, you want to hang out? It's sideburns. Anyway, well, hey, you could play this. You're driving home.
It's true.
You're going to be, we obviously pre-record this opening. It's going to be Friday. Today is Friday, obviously. And you are driving back to Davis, California to George Carlin right now. You could be playing this in the car.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in L.A., come by the lab at 8 o'clock. We're having a party for Henry.
Oh, that's right. We're having you're watching his hour.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's right. Tonight.
Tonight, 8 o'clock.
No. Brendan oh, Walsh. Yes. Oh, my God. That's right. How could we forget to mention that? I'm sorry Pepitone. To yell. Eddie Pepitone, Brendan Walsh, and hosted by...
Paco Roman.
Right. So it's going to be a very short comedy show, you know, but good. Like, it's just a boom, boom, boom of so many great comedians. And then...
I said Ramon, it's Romaine.
Who gives a shit? He doesn't even listen to the show. I know you do. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so... and then they're going to show the hour. And let me tell you something. You're going to have a good time. Yeah. We have Sam... playing a jazz piano as people are coming in. And it's going to be really cool. That side room, that lab, it's going to look awesome. It's a great place to go watch an hour. It's just with all those... It's like a little theater with all those red drapes all over all the walls. It's just... It's going to be great. It's going to be like a small little viewing room. And
afterwards, we'll probably all go head to the bar.
That's right. Eric seems like he might have his credit card out. Anyway.
It will be a fancy night.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if I were you... No, I shouldn't say it on the podcast. I mean...
You think I should do drinks for everybody?
No. I was going to make a joke like, you know, you run up a $600-$800 bar built for your buddies, being kidding around. No, I would never. Why do you don't have to buy drinks for everybody? No, who are you? Who are you? The guy that's good buy drinks for everybody? Andy Kindler wrote that. Anything else you'd like to say to your dad? You want to? He'd get the bit.
Yeah, he got it.
Of course he gets it.
My dad gets things actively. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, he's an old person that actively gets.
How dare you say he's old?
He's old. That's rude. You say he's older.
Always.
Oh,
yeah, go fuck yourself, you old fuck. What kind of son did you raise? You raised a good son, by the way, to George Carlin. Now I feel comfortable doing the bit. Back to the bit.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Well, I do remember.
He'll get the bits.
He'll get the bits, but yeah. You don't go... Because no one wants... You could go, well... No one, you don't even want to say it about an 80-year-old. Everybody has to deal with it. You know, you just try old. No one wants to hear the word old.
I know.
Here's you. For an old guy. Your dad feels like he's 18 in his heart. So when you say old guy, like, ooh.
What is he, 40?
Yeah, like 45. It's just, I didn't consider the age.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know he was that old. No, I'm serious. I forget. I'm going to be 28. I'm going to be 28 in December. Okay. And I forget.
I thought he was 40. You said he's 45? Yeah, that's old.
When I hear a guy's 45, gross. I think, get a walker, lay down, and die. No, I mean, what do you have? What do they think they have tops in them? I see a 45-year-old trucking through life, 47-year-old. If I see a 50-year-old walking down the street, what are you folding on to? What do you have, another month tops?
Kill yourself.
Take your life if you're over 28. Shouldn't make jokes about that. Although it's okay the way in the context that I was doing it. All right, I want to. We'll have a song for your dad next week.
Sweet.
And we're gonna have fun tonight. We're gonna get some good food, some good Thai food, some good rice. We're gonna get the torch going outside, and we're gonna have a goodbye dinner with. You know what? I might open up a bottle of wine. And I never drink wine.
We'll even call you Aaron tonight.
We'll even call you Aaron tonight. Fuck the old Aaron. He never meant shit to us. We love him. We're kidding.
I know.
He listens to the show. Nah, he probably doesn't. Maybe he does. But, Aaron, I wrote you a poem.
Wow.
No, I didn't. What if I did? Roses are red, violets are bluish. I would have hired you quicker if I knew you were Jewish. Listen. Anyway, everybody, here's our show. This was a very long opening. Well, because we wanted to say goodbye to Aaron in real time, because we're saying goodbye to him today. And, you know, then I think, oh, don't make such a big deal about it. But it was fun. Like, we'll miss you. So there you go. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. See you tonight.
Yeah, go to Henry Phillips' thing, please. It's at 8 o'clock at the Lab at the Improv. If you're thinking, should I go? Trust me, please. Please! I don't ask much. Go to Henry's show and wear a goddamn bow tie.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Him and Danielle robbed a bank.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's worse.
Yes. No, it's a true story. And Oliver called the police.
By the way, he is...
Well, that's the right thing to do.
At Jimmy Pardo's birthday, anything... that reminds you of just a little kid, like what they want. It's so adorable. Like, because just out of blue, they go, oh, don't remember, Oliver said, can we definitely get a picture of at least your dad with the cake? Like, Jimmy with the cake. So that's like a little kid at their house going, can you at least get a picture with the cake? Like, he wanted to see his dad with the cake. And they got a picture with the dad with the cake. And they sent a video to me because Jimmy said no presents. So I said, well, you know what? As kids get older, if you don't throw out some, like my uncle didn't give us any attention. If you throw little kids a little bit of attention as they get older, they feel like they know you, even if they don't see you that much. And that's like a connection you can make. So right. I gave them $25 in an envelope because they said I couldn't give them.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Wow, you can afford an envelope.
I can afford to buy an envelope.
I bet you didn't even sign it or anything.
You just put it blank in there and you handed it to him. Just a blank envelope for $25.
Wow, Uncle Todd.
You really put a lot of thought into this present for me. Gee whiz, $25 in a blank envelope. I'm really appreciative, bro. You really care about me.
You want some money with your
Oh, what do I got? Was that is $25 all you had in your pocket? That's really your famous. You're a famous comedian. You can't give me $50. You can't give me $50. My next door neighbor gives me $50.
Oh my god!
That gave me a headache. That gave me a headache. Is that where you break a show? Just there, all of a sudden, a song comes on that Aristotle picked. What?
Or is it?
Maybe not. I don't want to know when they split the show. I just want it to happen. But anyway, I give them choices. Like throughout the whole show, I do these little things. So anyway, that was pure joy. That almost gave me a headache. I was not ready for it, and it blindsides you. And you're like, "But can I tell you this?"
Mm-hmm.
I started to smell that I was not gonna. I got blindsided because here's what happened to George Carlin. I started to think this whole idea to tell this story is horrible because I'm going to get to the part where I'm giving him 25, and then. But then I instantly said, "No. The point of the story is there's a joke." That's funnier than necessary to tell it, you know. Not like he got it and that's it, you know. So anyways. But then I said no, and I told it, and God damn it. But anyway, so I gave him the money in an envelope, and I wrote Oliver on it, and then I gave it to them, and they texted me a video of Oliver going. I don't know if I'm going to buy Legos with it or I might buy this. He goes, but you don't have to give me... I don't need money. Who am I, Andy Kindler?
How old is he?
He's, I think... Wow, you know, I don't know. But he looks like he could be maybe
23.
The fact that any child says Andy Kindler's name is unbelievable. Yes, it's
something great. That happened when they brought the cake out.
This last week.
Oh, that he designed the...
Oh, I didn't understand that. Is
the
that
art
true?
On the cake, right?
Oh, I thought they meant
He drew a picture, and they printed it on the cake.
Can I tell you
That's why he wanted to see his dad's face when he saw it.
Now I understand.
But so,
I thought, by the way, I thought when I heard Danielle say it was Jimmy's love of... I thought she said Jimmy's love of this and that.
Yeah,
it didn't
Oliver
make sense.
Drew this, and it combined his love of something and baseball.
But it was two things that were completely...
Right.
All over the
I just had a really silly image in my head of Jimmy coming up to the cake, and it's just, fuck you, Dad.
You're like, well, I don't know. That's either he's way ahead of his time or yeah, I need to have a talk.
That's why they
him.
Had that video of it. I want to see Dad's face when he looks at the cake.
What?
Yeah, Danielle goes, I didn't want to stun his sense of humor. I mean, that's a very evolved thing, but anyway. Hey, Oliver listens to the show, so I don't
want
to... It was
funny that night, so she explained that, so he drew this baseball diamond, and someone goes, oh, yeah. That's not a diamond, that's a fucking triangle.
So great.
Like, who's mad at a little kid?
And again, it's been said often, but it is so true. You can really tell about a person when you watch who they who comes around for their birthday party. You can just tell, like, that was such a nice group. I didn't care
aren't
for
you saying that because you were there.
I was the nicest person there. I always am. It's a contest for me. Every day I go out. I go. I want to make pretend there's a how nice can you be contest, and that's why I want to win it.
That's
is
what
that, am I wrong? I do it because I'm a greedy fuck.
I've definitely thought about an idea for a show to have like Big Brother style. Like it's like a Big Brother style show, but everybody lives in the house together and they all compete to be nice to each other.
Wow. And then it would get tiring.
And then whoever becomes in first, they get no money. That and everybody else gets money except for the person who comes in first.
That's great, actually.
That's a good idea for a show. CBS, call me.
That's the work we all put into the show. Like if we can't do a
CBS,
shout,
you're listening remember, to this.
We do all
up.
Our. We
you,
do,
my Twitter's all over this.
By the way, that's what the show could be. It's all pitches. You do them on the Todd Glass Show. Because that can I be honest with you? That's the best way to get a pitch.
That's a show.
Here's
in
what
itself.
I want to do. Anybody that has an idea for a pitch when they're on the show, if you ever have an idea and you have it flushed out where you can say it in a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and it's a pitch for a show, you do it on the show. Then we isolate it and we send it. Because let me tell you something. When I have an idea for a show on this show, this is where I'm comfortable. I can explain it to everybody with diligence and clarity, and then you just send that. That's your pitch. Who just said, would you not listen to it if you were an executive and someone sent you a pitch? Hey, I happened to talk about this on this show, and I thought it really just said it cleanly and neatly. Here's my idea. If this gets me a meeting, that's awesome.
Would you not watch that show, though, where everybody's competing to be nice to each other?
Yeah, back to the actual idea. Would that be a reality show that maybe could spin things around for a good thing?
Also, yeah, they would have to. But it, like, if anybody like starts to get mean or whatever, they'd be like, you're not being nice. It would be.
I already did something like this. I'm kidding. You know, people.
Did I steal your idea?
Take your idea.
Do they know though that they'll get money?
They don't know that the first one gets no money. That's because first is always you're the first.
Would you do me a favor? Huh? Does anyone want to take a break real quick?
Sure.
But let me do one thing first, because then we have to get a thing for there.
Okay.
I'm having a great time. I really am. Oh, so the Bully song, the sitting on the car. We're going to end with that. Sure, I go back. How about, are you proud of me, people listening? Because, yeah, you go a little organized chaos, but, yeah, they went back to the Bully song. Just stuff like that. Right?
Right.
How do you try to sell with all that chaos? I try to act like, no, I know what I'm doing.
Sure.
So this sitting on the car thing, this song is about, Chris Burden sent it in. It's about a guy, the song, well, it's a talk song. I am not, if I walk out and there's someone leaning on my car, as long as they're cool about it, I'm cool about it. I'm going to be honest. I wanted to say, I don't care. But I guess if I walked out and there's no, like when they're, and even when you're getting into it, they don't necessarily get off of it right away. Yeah, that annoys me. If you just show a little bit of like, probably shouldn't be leaning on your car. It's not our car. Just show me a little bit of that, and I don't give a shit. That's all I want.
Like, if I went out to my
car. Does that make sense?
If I went out to my car and Rusty was leaning on my car, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure he would be.
With his arms,
I'd get in it, and, like, he's even behind it. I'm trying to back up, and he's pushing back.
Well, he's like, hey, nerd! Guy that'll plug
just
his
a real.
Hey,
I'm
reading
my tweets. Trying to plug his Twitter while I'm running him over.
Hey, what's the can't you putting, wait? I got 13 retweets.
Putting stickers of his Twitter on
my
car.
The
it's
horn
disgusting.
Inside
it's desperate.
The car. You know,
it's
trying
desperate.
To get Rusty to stop leaning, or just honking the horn. Just honking it and honking it and honking it. Rusty's just leaning
That's
there.
That's why everybody was honking earlier. Rusty was just
get off leaning. My car.
Can I paint a picture and I hope he doesn't mind?
He's
leaning. Yeah, he's laying on the hood. And I'm going to go a little step further. He's combing his hair. No. He's got an old-fashioned comb.
He's got
a black
knee up.
One knee up. And just look at his pictures online and picture. And by the way, for the people that are listening to the show. For the people that are listening to the show, they go, well, why are they picturing him on the hood, one knee up, combing his hair? Go look at pictures of him on his website, and you're going to go, yeah,
so it was, I get it. It was a
he would be cast
shoot?
In a movie to play that guy.
Hey, you were born to play that. You were born to play that
hey,
role.
Mind your own business.
Hey, I'm trying to get on Huffington Post 13
Quit
tweet you got to read this week.
Relax.
Quit combing your hair on my hood.
He's got a pompadour 10 inches
pompadour 10 inches too high. With a signy in it.
Smoking
rusty
a cigarette.
Hands.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette.
Doesn't have a care in the world.
Doesn't have a care in the world.
Who cares if it's 100 degrees outside
like
and your hood is boiling hot?
That means
he's cooking
that
eggs
he,
on your hood.
Yeah, he's cooking
he
eggs.
He hired a photographer
but he also
to do
got
the
Uber
photo
Eats.
Shoot, right?
Yes.
So,
you come out and there's a photo shoot happening on your
hood. Oh, hold on, hold on. Stop all
so
the sound effects.
What happened.
Stop all the sound effects. That's why on the show I love stopping and rechanging a bit. He's so cocky that he hired a photo shoot on your car.
Right.
Okay, go back.
Well,
okay.
No. He hired a photographer. Yeah. And then he says, how about I lay down on the hood of the car? And he goes, do you have a car? He goes, no. We'll just go out
any
there.
Car. Yeah, any car.
By the time they get
meanwhile,
out, we'll
he
snap
definitely
a few
knows.
Pics and,
so I come
him.
Out. And
he definitely knows it's your car.
Yeah, I'm beeping the horn.
I don't know whose car this is.
I'm beeping the horn. Hey, buddy.
Get off my car.
No, you got to get off my car.
I'm doing a photo shoot.
He's yelling at me. Oh, you're yelling at me? Hey, you're him. You're Rusty. Okay. Hey, you're on my car.
Yeah, I know. Hold on real quick.
Hold on. This is my car.
Wait. I hired
What's your name?
Photographer. You're
What's your name?
My... Let me get a few pictures.
What's your name?
Rusty.
Rusty what?
I don't know. Follow me on Twitter. Rusty Haynes.
What are you? You're on my car. I don't want to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah,
listen,
follow my Twitter.
Calm down.
Hey, we're trying to do a photo shoot here.
So to George Carlin. Not to give the executive order. Talk about ruining the fun in a room. To George Carlin. Bang, bang, bang. Must take bit a different direction. Bang, bang, bang. Order in the court. Order in the court. I will take this bit. Oh, what? I can't do one thing and have fun anymore? I feel like I can't have fun anymore. I can't say anything anymore. I can't even say anything anymore. Okay. So my real feelings on the car. We're going to finish this bit.
Okay.
To George Carlin. You'll understand why I say that. How are you sort of like me if someone's leaning on it, or do you just hate it at all?
No, don't lean on someone's
I understand
car.
If you lean on a car, but also don't lean. Just find somewhere else to lean. There's not a wall somewhere.
If it's your car, you can lean on it.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, don't lean on your own car.
Sit in the grass.
I tell you why I don't mind, but I don't mind you for mining. How do you like that? It's different for everybody. I don't mind because there's so many cars in places where leaning could be so nice. And it really changes, it makes a lot of people be able to relax. It's a lot of calmness it brings. If you think about all the people that are in cars parked along the street, I just say, just show me a teeny bit of whatever that is when I come out. I'm all right with it.
But
really
a lot of people
am.
Are also
Even if
pretty
it means
crazy it, about their cars.
I know. I don't, you know what?
Yeah,
that's
my
you're right.
Car is
They're
a
like,
lot
people,
nicer.
Like, people
you know
get
what?
Nuts about their cars.
Can I tell you something? I have to change my opinion. I guess it matters to the car because not that I want to have a car with scratches all over it, but if you're not meticulous, I've never had anybody do anything. If there's a teeny scratch, I don't care. But some people have a car where a teeny scratch is a big deal. I get it. Even if it could be all over the place. It could be you think, what, a Lamborghini? What? Hey, what about somebody? By the way, I'm changing my opinion. What about someone that has a redone Bronco with a brand new, everything's perfect on it? I get it. So you know what? Stay the fuck off the leaning of the cars. Unless you see my car, lean all you want.
It's okay to lean on like a really shitty car, though.
Thank
if you
yeah.
see like a
Thank
shitty
you.
Car,
hey,
it's totally
you know,
okay.
That makes sense.
It's totally
that
okay.
Well, it's like the difference
sense.
Between a car
Thank
that gets
you.
Its own episode cars. And a car you would split into yeah. two episodes.
Thank
you.
Oh,
you didn't
have, you have to bring
yeah,
up
I
that. John Mullarney.
You can yeah. definitely lean on not
this
our
episode.
Episode.
I'm sorry to interrupt the Todd Glass Show, but on parking, if you park on Vine Street, you will be towed. If you Uber here,
how did she
you will be towed.
Coming through the PA.
If you park,
you'll be towed.
If you parked, you will be towed.
Did you show up?
Hey,
tonight?
If you parked anywhere, you'll be towed.
Did you purchase a ticket for the event this evening?
You will be towed. Did you park where it said park here? You will be fine. You will be towed.
If you're listening to the sound of my voice,
you will be towed. If you parked in the place where our officer who we hired
waves you into a secured area that says only for the customers of Zany's Comedy Club. And there are two police officers escorting you in, forcing you to park in a spot. And you park there,
you will be towed.
If you left your car at home,
you will be towed.
If you are handicapped and have a handicap sticker and parked in a handicap space,
that is rightfully yours,
you will be towed.
If you pulled up and saw the sign that said valet, saw the man in the nice suit come up and say, oh, let me take your car for you, and he took your car,
you will be towed.
If you never owned a car a day in your life, and you never literally had your name on the papers of any car, we will buy you a car anonymously, put it in your name, and
you will be towed.
If you came into our parking structure and came and got a validation on your ticket, and you put it in, and it says no charge,
you will be towed.
If you are the driver of the tow truck,
you will be towed.
If you are the driver of the tow truck that drives and the tow truck that tows the tow trucks,
you will be towed.
If you make the announcements about cars being towed,
you will be towed.
If you are a small frog,
if you are a small
frog getting older,
you will be towed.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, run, oh. run from the bit.
Can I show you something as we take a break? But it's a visual. It's a visual. It's a visual, but to George Carlin, I love it. We'll do this. I'll do the visual, then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. When does the show end? That's the fun part of the show. It's crazy. We either end. By the way, some people go, oh, they ended it already. They just don't know it. It doesn't matter. I don't know how long we've been doing, and I don't want to guess. I just want to keep doing it, and one of them is going to be right for Aristotle to actually. Maybe he did it right now. Right now. Boom. He came in with Stewie. Okay.
Beginning.
But guess what? I will do a professional show, and I'm going to tell you that right now. But I don't know if he takes a break right there, but I'm going to play this song about the car. And that's what we're going to take a break on. Okay? But okay. Before I do that, I'm going to do the run from the bit thing. I'm going to do everything the way I say I'm going to do it, and it's a promise to the American people. So the run from the bit at the comedy clubs, when I've been doing it, I play it, and then it's great. It's you run. I just fake jog on stage, and here's what it looks like. Play it really loud.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the
from
bit.
The bit.
And we'll put it on Facebook. What it looks like.
You're running from the bit. Run away from me.
Run from the bit.
Okay, here we go. I'll do it over there. It's all right. I'm talking everybody through. You're in the car. You're listening to the show.
Yeah, we're coming to the point where the bit has not been well.
We're going to do this. We're going to put this on.
Do you want a live stream or just record it and post it later?
Post it later.
Oh, we're going to post it later.
Everything's great.
Oh, you're doing a bit. It goes poorly.
Yeah, I'm great.
You are? You having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Or.
Everyone's fine. Aristotle, Stotts, you having a good time?
Yeah.
Kirkoff? Yeah. Kirkoff, you having a good time?
I said, yeah.
Are you having a good time, Kirkoff?
Yeah.
What don't you understand when I come in?
No.
When you say, are you having a good time, you answer like this. Are you having a good time?
Yes, sir.
That's the way you talk. You work in the Tagless Show. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
You're in the military. That's not the way you say, yeah.
I know.
When I ask you, you're in the military, you're going to be in the National Guard. When I say, are you okay? This young man over here, he was in the military. He knows how you address a sergeant. How are you doing today? What do I say? I don't know what to say. I don't know. They say, stand straight, you dumb fuck. No, they're very mean to them unnecessarily. And the point is, do you understand what I'm saying?
Sir, yes, sir.
That's right. That's the way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're on the Todd Glass Show. If I say, is everything all right? Is everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Is everything all right?
Yes, sir.
I ask you, how are you? Is everything all right?
Sir, yeah, sir.
What kind of... You...
Yeah, I was just telling you how I feel.
That's not the way you talk to a sergeant. You stand straight. Straighter. Where's your gun?
I left it at home.
I don't like this bit anymore.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the
from
bit.
The bit.
Now,
I was strung out.
Let's hear that, the bully.
Oh,
bully.
The bully.
Now listen to the words.
Everybody.
Look at this guy.
Aside from inside, leaning on my car. What the fuck is up with that, huh? You see me leaning on your car? Huh? No. No. I'm gonna give you a couple of minutes.
Kind of?
Hold on. I can't understand one fucking thing he's saying.
A resounding kind
that
of?
Is the, there are some moments in the life of the show that people are like, okay, they do listen to the song. Yes.
It's
I wanted
scramble.
To like that
it's
so much.
It's not a good quality of the song.
I wanted to like that song so much, but I did not.
If anybody has a better quality version of that song, we will do this bit better
Talk
next
glass
week.
Comedy.
So if anybody wants to pitch into this fucking show... Send in better quality shit, Chris Burden.
No, no. You know what? Maybe someone could make it. Oh, you know who? Who did? Who sent?
Jingle
oh,
Joe.
Oh, I don't like Joe. Joe.
Joe.
This,
you have
to order. You have to order them right on the. You have to order them right on the podcast.
Just make it.
Joe. Joe. Here's what we need you to do. Joe, please. This is a favor. Would you be a deer? Be a deer.
Would you be a
doll?
Would you be a deer and make an entire song? Make an entire song.
Be a doll. Be a doll. Seriously, be a doll, Joe. What I would like is. That song.
Hey, you're parking on my car?
But let me give you all the lines to say. And you have to sing them. But I'll be like, you know, hey, it's a 1982 Cutlass paid for. Don't lean on it. You know, we'll give you all these things to say. Does anybody want to give them things to say now, or do you think that would tilt it?
We'll send him an email.
We'll send you an email. We'll just give you things to say,
yeah, we'll
and you'll
him.
Be the guy. But I want you to make him. I want you to make him.
Hey, I just got a Supreme wash on that.
I almost don't want to say any more now because guess what? That's because
tune
I don't want anyone
week.
To know. But that's exactly the type of things you got to say.
And
hey,
song...
I just had that's got a vinyl roof. you know, this
and
guy.
Make the song even more distorted.
And, no. Don't clean that up. And by the way, Chris Burden did
just one part.
Chris Burden didn't record it. He just found it on YouTube. So Chris,
boo.
Had, I boo.
Boo. Look
lazy,
better. Look
lazy,
better.
Lazy, lazy.
Find a better.
Lazy
kids these days.
Kids these days. Kids these days.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting more and more aggressive with defending. I
unbelievable.
With kids on their phone.
No, I'm getting more and more. I'm turning into like a dick for defending the young kids thing. You know, you made me feel good because I don't want to mention his name, but he's heard a comedian casually mentioning it. Podcast to Aaron Simon. that's how it's in my phone.
Mentioning what?
He meant if somebody just kept
about
sideways saying,
days.
You know, the well, they're pointing out, they're you know, I've said it a million times. I'll say it a fucking million more. They're pointing out that the things they can't do. They compliment them, but they want to end it with, but here's something they can't do. And my new way to fight it is, first of all, it's not true. And I'm like, where are you hanging out? I hang out with them. They do both. And they look at the phone and they are fine socially. They communicate. I mean, where are you hanging out? Make them look stupid. Make them look like they hang out with dumb people. What are you hanging out with? You know what it is? Look, if I repeat myself, I don't even give a shit. I'm having a moment of confidence because this should be said. This should be said because they. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, shut up!
I was trying.
What?
I really don't.
Oh. we figured it out. And if I was saying, if it was on the podcast, I apologize. Because I don't mind repeating something, but not the next week. But I think we talked about this off the podcast. I always say the truth just tells the truth. You know, it really does. It's just amazing. And I'm constantly reminded of that. And it just falls into category what we're talking about. You know, they say the odds are if you have a problem with someone because they're Jewish, most of the time you don't have any Jewish friends. Well, of course you don't, because right. you don't like Jews. But it's funny to say it like that. Oh, it's funny, the people that have problems with people that are gay, you want to say to them, oh, how many gay people do you have in your life? None. So you're basing it on not your some function you had in your head or some thought you had in it. It has nothing to do with any of them being around, because you never let yourself be around them. But that sounds silly. Like, so you don't like this group. How many have you have as friends? And you think anybody that sounds halfway intelligent would go, well, I hung out with them for about 10 years to make judgment on them. And I found, no, it's just, no, I won't hang out with them. No. Oh, so all your judgment is bullshit.
Right.
Same with age. You're not hanging out with young people anymore, because I'll tell you what, and it's not because you're a comedian. Yes, when you're a comedian or musician, it happens easier. It does happen easier. But if you want to hang out with young people, you will. I like all ages. But I have like friends of mine that aren't in the business that, no, they just, you know, my brother Spencer, you know, like he has all types of, you know, like kids like him of all ages, you know. So he has like all these different groups around him all the time. And the person that says that doesn't, just like all the other people. Oh, you don't. You're just basing this on nothing, because you walk by somebody that's young
you're just mad that you're not young.
Yeah, come on. You really see? Oh, the problem is I repeat the same one, but believe me, I have 25 more. The map thing. You deserve to be made fun of. Anybody who says, oh, they can't read a map in 5 years. Oh, come. Stop. This is about something else. About a map. Who gives a shit? That's one of my new things. I love to say that. Who cares? You bore me. You bore me that you want to spend your energy. Even if you can list 10 things they don't do good, I don't give a shit. I find it petty. I find you are not basking in the brilliant things they do. You got it backwards, and you got to stick up your ass. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're so crazy, I swear to George Carlin, I mean this, I shouldn't be saying it this aggressive. It is a delusion, and I don't care if some seemingly normal functioning people slip into this hole, because there are a lot of intelligent people that slip into this. Now, I'm not saying everyone's stupid that slips into this, but I find it so unappealing and so just, if you look at the facts like I do, I look at you with sad certainty, almost the way you look at somebody if they say, the world is flat. Is that cocky that you would sort of go, oh, that person has a problem? Why are you so great? No, but yeah, with the world's flat at this point, if you think the world's flat, there's a disconnect. Not you shouldn't be mocked. You should be there's a level.
Well, the
of
the world
sadness.
Is flat.
Yeah. I thought I was wrong for a second, and that's the way I put it. Any level of finding any time to find out what they, you know, I know they're good at this, but they want to soak in this one thing. And here's the thing they can't do anymore, and the one I've heard go to the most, they can't communicate with each other, and let go of it. Let go of that. If you've said it, there's got to be somebody listening to the show that said it. When I do say that, let go of it. It's not true. It's not true. You look crazy. You look like a dumb old person.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's delusional. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're right. And then they can't do this. And then I see, and then I think, so what if they can't even? Because I'm tired of arguing. I go, good. So what if they can't? They can't churn butter either or make smoke signals. You know what else they can't do? They don't do the Dewey Decimal System. That's right. They can't make horseshoes.
Fuck the Dewey Decimal System. That's yeah. what I have
fuck
to
that.
Say.
Fuck
that's
it.
What I have to
fuck
say
it.
About the
Dewey.
Fuck
yeah.
it.
Fuck the Dewey Decimal System. Fuck Dewey and his decimals.
Hey, Dewey, go fuck yourself, you piles of shit. What were we talking about?
Kids. These fucking dumb kids that can't do shit anymore.
No, oh no, that was a sideways conversation. So we played that song. Joe is going to make us a song that is
Joe,
going to be that.
Better.
We're going to give him stuff. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break right now.
I mean,
can I ask what time it is?
I mean, you can ask. Are you asking?
9:46.
Got him. 9:46?
Correct.
How long have we gone?
Oh my God, we have a little bit of time if we're going to make it a double episode. Where do we
Aristotle
stop?
Doesn't think it's a Aristotle's double episode.
It was just more.
Are you telling us to wrap it up?
I never got any time amount that you wanted, so I mean, you can have as much time as you want.
Thank you.
Oh.
He's so nice.
Just flip him off with three fingers.
A triple flip.
I'm so thirsty. I'm gonna go inside, have a nice ice cold Coca-Cola. No, I am. I'm going to go inside, have a nice cold Coca-Cola.
Wait, are you doing an ad for Coca-Cola?
No.
Oh, you drink Coke?
Can I tell you something?
You drink Coke?
I love it.
What about it?
What do I love about Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
I love that it's crisp. It earned the right to be able to call
itself
crisp.
I was
going to
say crisp.
It's crisp. And let me tell you something.
Well, do you like all sodas or specifically Coca-Cola?
It's Coca-Cola. And I'll tell you why. And I'm not...
This isn't like an ad.
You might think, you know, they are a sponsor of the show. And you might think, well, you know, I'm not a good person to represent Coke. I am, because I represent a group of people out there. Hey, I have friends that drink a Coca-Cola every day. I don't drink one, but you know what? I consider it a treat here and there, and I love to have some pizza.
It's a classic.
Let me tell you something. A Coca-Cola after a slice of pizza, cracking that Coke open, and having it wonderfully burn maybe your throat a little bit. It's just that, but burn is a hard word to
just
use, but you got to use
the way
it.
The acid just like eats away your
let's
stomach
lining. Let's not use
lining.
The word acid
so
in a
nice.
Goddamn read for a company.
Oh.
It's for a company.
Oh,
are
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Me?
I didn't know. I thought this.
Are you serious? No, we'll edit this out.
Hold on, Coke.
That's what it says on the paper.
Our fucking salaries, Bro, and you can't.
We're doing an ad. You can't. We have limits.
Todd, I thought we were doing a bit.
Cool,
like I didn't
cool.
know it was a
I know,
real
I know,
ad.
I know. It's all good. It's all good. It's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
No, we're in the middle of an ad. We can't say. I can't do that.
Okay. I thought.
That's
you
okay.
Know,
that's okay.
I was just trying to, you know, make the show fun.
They need to put this on the internet.
They need to put this on the air. I'm being honest.
They're paying.
Well, they're paying.
You're being paid by Coca-Cola.
They're the sponsor.
And they let us do whatever we want, but you can't do that.
No, okay. I promise.
Right. Give us one bottle of Coke
only.
For free.
Okay.
Here we
you
go.
Can edit
Let's
that
do
out.
It again.
You can edit that out.
I'll just go in clean. It's all good. It's all good. You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Okay. Do you want betting music?
I feel okay.
Well, I need it. This is their music. This is the one that music they suggested.
Well, wait. Is Rusty? No. I mean,
oh.
I don't want to say anything, but God.
Hold on. We're doing
What's
an
he
ad. Doing?
Mention
we're
Rachel that she's a hot
it.
One.
Oh.
Boo! She wouldn't even want us to say that about her.
And now she's out there hawking.
Oh, now she's.
She probably texted.
Yeah, she. Oh, that's disgusting. She probably texted it.
She's texting it, and now she's hawking her horn.
Yeah.
Get my text.
We're trying to do an ad for Coca-Cola.
Jeez.
By the
can
way,
we do this ad for Coke or what?
I can't believe
it. Can I tell you the problem? In San Antonio told me, if you're having a good time, we're having a good time. I'm having a great time. But I do have to do this read for Coca-Cola. Okay, here we go.
Okay, you're right.
I want this to be professional. You ready? You
yeah.
ready to go?
I'll tell you what I'd like to have, a Coca-Cola. I just love it. It's a crisp. You know, the thing is, it earned the right to be called a crisp drink. When you
Ooh, I was going to say crisp.
Yeah, when you crack it open and you just, you feel the, you know what? They say feel the burn. That's right. Coca-Cola says feel the burn.
Yeah, it's
the
so
burn
good when
of
you drink
the future.
It.
The burn of tomorrow is going to be a better day. Coca-Cola, that's right. Feel the burn. Because let me tell you something. When you open up a Coca-Cola, you're going to do what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But when you finally do it, you're going to be like, wow, he was not lying. You open it up. You crack it open. And it gives you everything you think it's going to. It's crisp. It's delicious. It's freezing cold. And you know what I like to do? I put it in the freezer for about 3 minutes. You crack it open, you feel the burn of positivity, the burn of the future, the burn...
Heartburn. It gives me heartburn when it... Whenever
oh my
I love
God.
It, it's just like...
Jesus
it's
stop. Stop.
Grace, are you fucking
you
kidding
can't
what?
Mention...
Dude. What?
Dude. Heartburn.
Yes,
I told
you.
Coca-Cola
gives
me
heartburn.
Whoa.
I didn't...
Yes.
Is my mic on?
I'm doing a fucking ad for Coca-Cola. They say we can do whatever we want. We can talk about whatever we want. They're fine on the show.
They just said, don't mention the acid we put in Coca-Cola.
But there's a lot of acid in Coke, and it gives me heartburn. I don't...
Yeah. Not to mention it.
Okay,
well,
I mean,
say
I'll.
Not to mention it.
They don't say.
They didn't say too much.
They didn't say.
Wait,
to
we're cutting
it?
This out, right? We're cutting this part out. We're just going to recut
ad.
The ad.
You guys,
hey,
you guys know they use like Coke to like
yes,
get blood off the ground.
That.
That's how they use. There's so much acid in it, and that's how cops use.
How are we
going
to
sell their product if we bring that up?
That's cops keep Coke in the back of their car.
It's multi-purpose.
That's.
We know that.
We know that, but we can't
mention
it in the ad.
Why? It's what Coke's used for.
They're not going to pay us
right,
if
listen.
We bring that up.
Oh.
How do
you
not
can also
understand?
Use it
like,
to disintegrate metal.
But you can use it to,
that's the end of that bit.
You run, will run, be towed.
Thank you.
Run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the bit.
Run from the bit.
Run, 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 run,
We're taking a break, we're taking a break. We're back from our break. Throw me that fucking guitar.
You ready to play the guitar?
Give me that fucking piece of shit.
Wait, can we start?
Wait,
we
you're
start
really going to play this?
I don't give a shit. Wow. Give me the... Wow.
That's pretty good.
I like this thing, man. It's got a good feel
whatever.
To it.
Whatever. Anybody can play guitar.
Have you been taking bullshit. Lessons?
Throw up. You know what? Throw me that fucking piece of shit. Throw me that back over here.
Wow, nice. Todd.
I don't
wow.
give a shit. I don't give a shit. You can park in my car. Hey.
I didn't know you could play guitar.
Don't park on my... Don't sit on my car. Nah, I don't give a shit. You like the Beatles?
Who doesn't like the Beatles?
Fuck. I'll play some Beatles. I don't give a shit. I'll just...
Todd, do you know the Beatles?
Duncan's looking
I didn't know you, the, I didn't know you know the
Duncan's
Beatles,
Duncan's looking
Todd?
At me. He doesn't know the Beatles. Okay, let me do the bit of... Let me. I should you pick songs know? You know. No, I don't give a fuck. Throw. Hey, you know what? Give me that guitar back. Seriously, I don't give a shit. You like fucking Elvis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll play some Elvis.
Pretty little lady walking up the street. I got a mouth.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll fucking play it. Give me that. Give me that guitar.
Jesus.
Fucking strum the shit out of this. Nah, I don't care. I'll strum it. Yeah, give me that goddamn guitar. That would be Norm MacDonald filling in for me. But I said to do some of the same bits. Hey, give me that goddamn guitar. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking strum that with my cock out. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Sure, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Throw me that guitar. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking play it. I don't give a shit. All right, listen, this is a show. Is this show necessary? Is it necessary? Will you do me a favor?
What?
And in the cabinet that is in the dining room, because, yeah, that's gonna go out and I won't like it. Can you grab a candle?
Todd's talking about the candle.
A stick candle. Because once this goes out, it's the only one.
Quick,
there's only one.
Quick, you got to go. You got to run.
Well,
you got to be quick.
It's our only source of life.
No, he has to run.
Don't make him hurt himself.
No, making him run. Go, run. No, run in the dark.
Run.
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 Isn't it great when he's here?
Dude, he's the best. It's so great when he's here. He's got his little potato.
He's got his little potato. He's friends. He's fun.
He goes and gets
the candles. Even if he didn't have a carpool.
Isn't he a good energy to have?
He's great.
He's always in a good mood.
He's always enjoying the show.
He's
always laughing at everything everybody says. He laughs so much.
Just the energy he brings.
The energy he brings.
All good. It's all good.
Family is great.
Family.
I saw the videos.
You consider him. You consider him family.
I've only known him for like 2 hours.
And then you consider him family.
Yeah.
You consider him family.
I consider his dad Mark like a second dad.
I know. I think of Mark like my older brother.
Right. Exactly. That's my second dad, Mark.
Such a good guy. No, Aaron Simon is a good guy. Aaron Simon is a good guy.
He's really good at ping pong.
No, he definitely
is
ping
pong. He's fun. At the end of the day, he's fun.
Absolutely.
Pretty slow, though.
I know, Jesus. How long does it take him? I said the cabinet. Oh, I know he's looking in every.
No, he knows.
You know people that can't go find shit, and you can't be angry at them because they just don't know your house. But you look at them like they're morons anyway. That's not right of me, right?
But you only
right.
have you one cabinet. Where, you only have
I
one. Cabinet.
Yeah, but you know what? Because no. I wasn't. Here's the truth. I didn't. Like, I didn't want to say armoire because then you guys would have.
Oh, an armoire!
Wow! Okay, guess what? Though?
That baguette is so good. Let me eat it in
what does
my
that have
armoire.
To do with baguettes? Oh, you're over-exaggerating.
Wow, you have so much money.
Hold on.
So
let's
money.
Take bets that he was looking in the kitchen cabinets.
Well, oh, I think he was.
And it's your fault.
It's your fault. You said cabinet.
Yeah, I think it's his dad's
you
fault.
Have said
I think
armoire.
It's his dad's
why,
fault.
Why wouldn't I
you
say armoire?
You are ashamed of
I wouldn't
wealth.
Say armoire because... That's not how
you also, are.
Sir, you refuse
are ashamed
to say
of your wealth.
Can you put that phone in the cabinet?
I also want it.
Whoa! I got it.
He didn't fight. He didn't.
In the kitchen cabinets, right? No.
Oh.
I sit in the dining room.
In the armoire.
Cabinet.
In the armoire.
I also.
No, you didn't. On the right. You open the cabinet to the right, and there's a little wooden box.
He doesn't have a
look,
candle.
Look, if you
with
come
him.
Back in this room without a candle, you're fired.
Hey.
I'll go. No, he knows to the right. Let him go. Let
Wait,
him go.
Let Eric go.
I also.
Eric go.
I want to go back to what you said for a second, because I thought it was funny.
Thank you for trying.
You know those people
Wait, why are you rolling your eyes?
Those people that can't find shit and it's because they don't know your house?
Yeah.
Those are strangers.
Well, but they're over there, but you know, it's like you, like we just sent him in.
Yeah.
Like we just sent him in.
I don't know either.
No.
Are we on break? No, we're not on break.
We're on break.
Oh, we're not on break. Wow.
This is live.
This is live, man. It's crazy.
This is live.
It's fucked up shit, man.
I was defending you.
You were. He was defending you, actually. Yeah. Right. No.
It's also there's also a terrible feeling you have when you're like, shit, I couldn't find.
I know. And then
you're
hurrying.
And you're like, I couldn't find it. I don't know where it was. I don't know where anything is. I hate that. I can never find anything. I'm terrible at finding things.
When you get home and you hear all the nice things we were saying about it, you're gonna be like, wow.
Eric found it.
Oh, you got the others.
Eric found it.
You got a tiny one. The smaller one. Because the other one gets it too bright, too high. So I like these new little, whatever these are.
Too bright, too high.
These are like 3 inches, but they're still little stick candles.
Hey!
Oh, shut
the size
up.
Of the stick candle.
It's the brightness of the candle.
People are jealous because this show, I guess the word out on the street is that this is like a real show. You have musicians and stuff. I guess that's what they're saying.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Duncan Carey.
You've been making your brags around town. You've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me. And what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and lift you off of the ground. Ground, I know how the song goes. Not saying my baby's the same, cause he ain't, and he won't cat around with the kitty. Need to tell you gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends. If you think you're brave enough, and I'll show you what a real woman is. Since you think you're hot
stuff,
you bite off more than you can chew. If you get too cute or witty, you better move your feet. If you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City.
What?
If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head, lift you off of the ground. I'm not saying my baby's the same, cause he ain't, and he won't cat around with the kitty. I'm here to tell you, gather, lay off of my man, if you don't wanna go to this city. I'm here to tell you, gather, lay off of my man, if you don't wanna go to this city.
No, that's unprofessional. No, we don't do that. No,
I know. Get a real professional in here.
No, that was really good. No, I won't allow it. No. That was really good.
Practice more.
No, Robbie, you're out of line.
No, practice more. That was not good.
Maybe. Are you serious?
You were listening, right?
We were booing.
Of course I was listening. Yeah.
I don't boo because I think something's good. I boo when something I know is bad.
No.
See, he didn't like it.
I feel.
I'm surprised we didn't even edit it out.
No, look, guys.
Come on. Guys.
That should be edited out. Aristotle, can you? I'm going to override Todd's rules. This is my podcast now. You're going
to
edit it out.
I've never been on the show to hear someone get booed after a song. That ruins the show for me. This ruins the show for me.
Well, no, there's been rumors going around.
What, Duncan?
What?
I've been on social media and stuff. And
wait, you've been on social media?
Yeah, and like, I don't know. Someone out there, like, is. I was at a hotel the other day and. I forget the location of it, but a Twitter account just said, like, hey, look out for Duncan. He's kind of strung out.
You've been strung out.
I've never been strung out a day in my life. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I think you're strung out right now. That's why maybe you didn't play good.
No, no, no. That was a perfect
Do you
song.
Know you mumble? Can, hold on. Hold on for a second here. I'm going to deal with this in real time. I'm actually going to deal with this in real time. To George Wallace. You play back. I didn't want to deal with this on the podcast. I didn't know it was necessary. But hold on. Hold on. You've been drinking. And you're on some type of drug. I knew the minute you walked in here. I'll edit all this out.
I had
but
a beer.
I want you to listen. You weren't even making. You were just going blah, blah, blah. I don't know what sounds you were making. You were strumming the guitar.
No, in my head, it sounded perfect.
No, I know what you were
I'll
singing.
I'll listen. I'll listen.
Aristotle, honestly, to George Wallace.
To George Washington Carver.
To George Washington Carver. And you to can you replay?
To George
Takei. Take a second. I know it's going to take a second to get it. To George Takei, can you take that clip? We'll just take a deep breath. You'll find it. We're gonna, when we come back. It's
I mean, I have it
break.
Right here. I can play it.
Yeah, feel free.
I feel like
see, it's not. This was not good. What? Todd, why did you think this was good? This is terrible.
Do you get why we booed?
Yeah, you don't get it.
Now, I know. Of course I do. I was
Todd,
lying.
Like, then why didn't you tell him it was good?
It's like he's not even trying.
Duncan, turn that off, Aristotle.
Okay.
Now, Duncan, when you hear that, honesty, can you not tell that you're strung out?
No, that's Loretta Lynn's Fifth City. Like that.
No, I can play that song.
No, here. I have a different part of the clip. Here, I'm going to play that. Here, let's listen to that part.
I don't hear the word Fish City. You're strung out.
He's on something.
Stop it. Start Aristotle. Stop. Do you hear that? When you hear that,
Aristotle.
No, like that's a classic, timeless song. Like it was. I don't know.
Do you know
one
for one moment when you were strumming? When
you
were
don't even make sense right
so
now.
You're not
bad.
Even making sense right now. Would you know for a while when you were strumming your guitar, all you were talking about was Aristotle's fish? I don't even know what that means. Play that. What song
like,
is
what
this?
What is this? What is this?
Either he's strung out, or he's Bob Dylan.
So. Yeah, and then you. I mean, I've chopped it up here in a show like this because we got to let you hear.
Well, wait.
You were singing about Netflix. And
you were singing
like,
about Netflix.
What are you guys talking about?
That you fucked Netflix. Who writes a song about fucking Netflix?
This guy.
I go home to Netflix and fucking.
Yeah, what the hell, that. Does that make sense?
This is terrible.
This
like,
is terrible.
This is,
okay,
this
so
is
like,
radio.
Well, no.
This is going
Todd,
out
I know
to
you have,
yeah,
listen,
thousands
I know you have,
of people.
Hey, anywhere from 25,000 to 40,000, depending on the guest.
To when hundreds
had,
of people.
When we had Germ Maloney on, we got 40,000
This
downloads.
Is going
Whoa!
Out.
Oh, 40,000 downloads. Wow.
Guys, come on.
Fans in their lifetime, but
wow.
One download for an episode
per
week.
One guest.
I said per week.
I get one
per
guest,
week.
And my
oh
life
my
turns
goodness.
Around.
Wow.
Wow!
You know what? Someone. God will get you.
Whoa, that was. Awesome.
How'd it feel to have God come in and interview?
No,
why can't
he won't. That one?
Well, yes, he will. That's the.
He
that's an after. Who
Dude,
are you
what
then?
Is what is that?
Who are you talking to?
Well, come on, you guys
you
hear that. I don't
hear
want to
that?
Play this game anymore.
I hear the thunder.
Well, yeah, Eric, you heard that, right?
It's thundering out, but it.
It's like. Well, no, Eric, but you heard the voice?
What right? voice? You think thunder's
God,
voice?
It's so loud. It's so loud.
No, listen, Eric.
Listen to what?
What are we listening for?
That's thunder.
This is the weirdest.
It's such a weird ghost.
He reacts.
Yeah,
it's like he's hanging out with.
What are you
with us?
It's like he's with us. He always.
But we're definitely
you know
not hanging out
well,
with him.
Maybe
the
we should.
Ghost that just
he's just
to
trying
Eric.
To be in our group.
He's trying
you
to be in our
make
group.
No
oh.
sense. I think you guys are strung out.
He wants to
Do
be
you
in
know
our.
What
I never. Hold on. Hold on.
What
throw
are
me
you
that.
Talking about,
throw
Eric?
Me that fucking guitar.
Oh gee.
I've never been strung out a day of my life. I've never been strung out. Or is this show making any sense?
Who cares?
Well, thank you. Because if I don't like it, I can get out.
Yeah.
That's
if you
what
don't like it, start walking.
Aristotle told me that. If I don't like the show, I can take a fucking walk.
Hey, the exit is all around you.
Thank you very much. No, I thought that was good. I thought that was rude of them to do that bit, but
no,
that was their
it
choice.
It was one of the best bits we've ever done.
It was my idea. I felt bad because I made myself the good guy. I go, boo, when he's done the song. And then I go, hey, why would you guys do that?
I really did think it was bad, though.
That's my
No, it was terrible. I don't even know. Who is this guy?
Well, no. Play. Like, here, I'll agree to it if you can play me one bad part of the entire fucking song.
Oh, you want me to find one bad part of it?
Just show me one.
I got like 10
Play the
bad
part where he fell asleep.
Okay, here we go. Here, let me.
This is the only one that's nervous of how close that thunder was.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Listen to this. Look, you're asleep and playing guitar. Like, what is that? What are you, Nick Lipa?
Yeah. Oh, this is you and Nick recording. Oh, did you hear Nick?
A lullaby?
I mean, did you hear
the
duet?
The whole group got together and did a Christmas
song. Is this
song
for sleep therapy?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this? That was terrible. Like, what?
Yeah, we're going to do the Nick Lipa snore Christmas song. Rudolph the...
That's right, 14 Christmas classics brought
snored
to you by Nick Lipa.
Nick Lipa, snore the hits.
Run, run, run.
Run from the bits. Run, 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 run from the bits. Run, run, boo. Bum, bum. All right, listen.
We can't just be
pig
snorting.
Listen to that thunder. That thunder's coming out. That thunder.
When I went to get the candles.
Whoa! Hey! Oh, Jesus Christ, that is close. That scared the shit out of me.
That was like right outside.
Just when I went to go get those candles, I got soaking wet, and I just ran from the house back here.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's
God.
How hard it's coming down.
Will you man the wheel while I go check it out there?
Yeah.
I'll be right back. And
is it in
basically,
here?
Seriously, all I want you to do while I'm gone is just be in real time to George Carlin, talk about the thunder. If you're scared, talk about it, because this is scaring me. I'm going to go down. I'm
going to
be all right, but I can tell you, I got to shut the barn doors down.
I don't think that you should
go
out.
I'm fine.
Don't go outside.
Don't go outside.
Don't go outside.
Todd, don't go outside.
It's coming down.
Todd, don't go outside.
Todd,
no. Shut. No.
Fuck, Todd.
My God.
Don't go outside.
What is he doing? It's fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
do you think he got is okay out there?
Does he want us to like do the show without him? I guess.
Yeah.
Is that the only way to like carry on his legacy? Is to.
Let's see. What do we got here on the?
Yeah. What,
we
have does he have any notes
some
left?
Some betting music.
Should we talk about like spanking your kids?
Don't talk about spanking your kids.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about. Who
do we have any jingles? Maybe.
I think we have,
Oh, that's good.
Now I do hear that.
I don't know how to do it. How do you host the podcast?
I think
here's the jingle. Here's the jingle.
Yeah.
Here, listen to this jingle. It's a good jingle.
Oh, Todd made it!
Todd,
you didn't fucking see us. I was sitting out in the goddamn window. What the fuck were you looking at?
Where? You gave no sign that we were supposed to leave.
I did. I said, what are you...
No.
You gave okay, no. Play the thunder again.
Oh, my God. Todd, don't go outside. Todd, don't go outside.
Todd! No! Todd,
no,
come back!
Todd, come back.
Oh, my...
Oh, my God. Todd, come back. Oh, no.
It's really coming down... No, look out the window. It's really look
oh
at that.
God, look at the window.
Holy shit! It's coming out so hard.
It's intermittently squirting.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's really coming down outside.
Whoa, wow. I don't know if Todd's okay.
It's coming
guys.
Down with the force of 1,000 square bottles.
Should I go see if he's okay?
No.
You don't want to be squirted.
I think I need to.
I wish it was. I so wish it should have been.
It
would have been.
It was.
We had known to look.
If we would have known
There's
the
no
first
way
time,
we would have known
you
to look.
Made it worth it.
Yeah.
We didn't know you were doing
I can't,
it.
Can I tell
but
you
it was fun.
I can't get
it
the
was
hose.
Fun.
It won't reach around the corner behind the barn, so I couldn't get it. Like if I could have gotten it and squirted it straight on, it would have been awesome. You.
I thought you just had like a squirt bottle.
No, I had the hose. You swear to God?
Yeah.
I thought we all
thought it looked like a squirt bottle.
It looked like a squirt bottle. It looked like
better. Oh, that sucks.
Taking the water bottle and squirting would have been better.
I sprayed it on the front of the
what
barn.
You should have done is just soaked yourself.
Yeah. I thought you were going to come back in soaking
really
wet.
Coming down.
Well,
soaking
flush
wet.
Water in my face.
Yeah, you
were glistening.
My shirt's a little wet.
Oh, it is bad out there.
But, to George Carlin,
we were just pretending, like, how do we host this podcast?
Seriously.
You came in, though, and you were like, did you guys see it? I thought you were sweating.
Yeah, we did two different bits. There was two different bits going on.
Yeah, we did a whole show, by
what
the
bit,
time.
What were you? Hold on. One
you
at
have
a time.
To listen
we
to the show.
To George Carlin, one at a time. So what was the bit you guys were doing?
I was just doing how bad the weather was.
Right.
Robbie and I were panicking.
Yeah, we were panicking.
You were all doing the same bit. I just was doing a shitty job at spraying water on the.
Well, we also thought
you just had no way. Nobody was even looking over there.
Oh, I know,
it made no sound whatsoever.
And there was no indication whatsoever as to why we should be looking over there.
So we thought you like had passed away.
But the second time, I'm talking about the second time when I squirted it with water. I understand, but even then, it's so barely you can see it that what was
funnier. You need a longer hose.
Is that the first time I thought you would notice it. Now you're staring at it and you barely notice it. I get it. You're staring at it the second time and barely notice it. There's no fucking way. It's dark in this room. It's dark outside. I was so angry.
We need to get you a rain window.
I was expecting you to see your face out in the window in like...
That would have been so
like there was wind or something.
If you're like
I thought about
blown,
that. Again, to blow
blown
up a,
by the wind.
Blow up a picture of Chris Hardwick and put it in that window. We could do so many fun things out there.
You could bring the fan out there and you could have it blowing the trees like a hurricane.
Wow.
Look at the production on this. This is a real show.
It is a real show. Like a real but it is show. Really, I'm not care. There's something cozy about being in here, and I think it extends to the listener when the thunder is like coming down like that.
It's a real show.
Because it's a real show.
Oh, it's a real show.
All right, listen. Now let me take back control.
Can you turn the reverb off from the house?
Can we turn that reverb off? It is really coming down.
Wild. You do not
wow.
Like
I feel like, can I tell
bad.
You the truth?
It scares
I'm
me.
Nervous for my life. What is he? What is Rusty holding up? What is he holding up over there?
I don't know. What?
I can't
oh,
see
my.
It.
He, because of these storms, he's going to give 1% if people donate to his PayPal account.
Oh,
big spender
wow,
over
big
there.
Spender. Wow. Wow. What a big spender.
1%.
Wow, 1%. Wow. That's so generous.
I better open up my checkbook.
So generous.
I'm Rusty.
I better give him some of my money so we can
hello.
Do
it. Move
whoop.
Aside. Rusty's here. He's
big
a big spender.
1%.
Wow. In the joint, I can see you a man of distinction.
Here comes Rusty.
Oh, they have another photo shoot?
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. You're sitting on my car. It's a convertible. Hey, I'm doing a photo shoot because I just gave 1% of my PayPal to the wounded veterans.
Oh, that's what you use the money for to pay for the photo shoot? That is inappropriate.
A little time with me.
Lower your lights in your house if you're listening to this. I'm sick of fucking yelling at you about creating an atmosphere.
This lady is dancing on stage. Giggling. She's great. I wish you guys could see what I'm saying.
I want to take a moment of zen.
All for a photo shoot.
I want to take a moment of zen, if you don't mind. This show is going to be a roller coaster. We don't know what the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, but maybe I need a little bit of a turn my fan off. Can I tell you something? There's not that many times that I can say this. First of all, I want to send my deepest apologies to everybody in this room, and I will tell you why. And I'm
finally.
and all the listeners.
and all the listeners for this show. To say that I am cold, so you guys must be near death.
So are we going to
In other
start
words, if I'm cold, I'm comfortable.
Physically
I should say.
Cold.
I'm not cold. I'm okay.
Wait,
freezing.
I'm a little warm.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I feel fine.
You do too. No, you don't. To George Carlin, you don't feel.
I'm a little cold.
No, you ruined the whole bit for everybody.
I have a sweater.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You proud of yourself? Ruined the whole bit for everybody?
Yeah.
So wait, is the actual show going to start now that the cold open's done?
Yeah, that was the cold opening.
Is that why you feel cold?
You guys really think? Oh, you know what I want. God damn it.
Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Run from the bear.
What is that?
What?
I know what people need. Can I tell you why this show is number one by the Podcasters Association of America? Duncan, do you want to do another song? So I think you should get another chance to do a song. I thought that was... I love that last song, but do you want to do another one?
I mean, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Here we go. I'll play some tracks for you.
I'm begrudgingly...
Give you some real
right
good
now.
Elvis That's, music.
Okay, here you go.
There we go.
God.
don't want to hear this. What? What?
Doesn't even sound like Elvis. The roast?
What is this?
I don't want to. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying. Let him do it. Let him sing.
This is who you bring to perform for us, Todd? This is what you want on your show. You want this on your show.
I like it. Like, he's staying still, but he's really committing.
It's not impressive.
Like Elvis.
It could be better.
Number 47 said to number 3. The old cutest jailbird I ever did see. A big back bang and a lip bam boom. Big back and a booby dooby dooby dooby.
So say you say.
Anybody could fucking sing. I just proved it. I did. I just proved it. I prove it all the time.
That was so really bad.
Good. That was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was very perfect. It was so a good. It had a good quality to it. Very. It's a definite your own sound.
No, thank you.
You have a. You have a. And I love that you're having fun. And you look like you were enjoying yourself.
Very confident.
Well, that's what I tried to say the first time. It sounded good.
Enjoying yourself. Very important.
Like a real
enjoying yourself. The whole thing, if you're not enjoying yourself, it's an expression, isn't it? Isn't it an expression if you're not enjoying it?
Yeah, then nobody else is
enjoying it.
I kind of
no, you I really there was something about
just a little bit.
Yeah, little pitchy. Thank you, Rusty. Thank you, Rusty. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show over here calls Wow! Pow! Wow! James Adomian is so jealous. He's so mad.
Shitting in his
pants. Shitting. I saw him. I wasn't going to say anything about that, but I may as well. There's a video going around. I guess it's going viral. Literally, he's at a club shitting in his pants because someone was showing him me doing some of my impersonations on their phone. They're like, did you ever see Todd do Bernie? And I think he just thought it was going to be like a version of him doing Bernie. But then when he heard me do it, he's like, fuck. I do it so good that he doesn't.
Wow, that's really good.
I heard.
Is this a Bernie rally?
Wait, oh my God, it's he's calling into the show. It's James Adomian. It's James Adomian. Do you want everybody, wait, two George Carr and Eric is passing the phone around to everybody. Because whoever picks up it actually is a phone on their end that they do it into. So Eric picks it up, he hands it to Duncan, but he doesn't see it. So then Robbie goes to take it. But it's like It's like in real life, if you don't want to answer the phone and you're like, somebody take it.
I took that.
Well, when you said be James Adomian.
Oh no,
that's a big thing to
not
take
to his
on.
Voice. Right. Not to his voice. Just yeah. Hello, James.
Hello.
How do we know it's
you? How do we know it's you?
We're not stupid.
You know, I do all the impressions.
Hold on.
Oh, it is him.
It is him. It is him.
No, he does do all the
impressions.
No, he
says
if that's actually James Adomian, you would know that.
James, what's up?
I'm just calling because I heard you do my Bernie Sanders.
I'm just calling to do Bernie Sanders. You want to do Dueling Bernie?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do mine, you do yours. You're so mad at me. Why are you so mad at me?
Because you're doing my best without me.
That's you. I'm just no. That's you.
I'm Bernie Sanders. The 1% of the 2% is 3% milk, and I don't know what kind of milk these Reds are drinking, but I don't like it. It's rigged. It's a rigged dairy system.
Why are you so mad at me? Because my Bernie's so good.
My body's better than your body.
Hold on, is Bernie Sanders calling in?
Is this the one you think? Oh,
yeah. No, that sounds like is that really Bernie Sanders?
This is Bernard Sanders.
That sounds like an impression.
Everybody,
wait, no, that's
are you
Bernard?
Hold on. I have a question.
1%.
I have a question.
I love top 10% of the bottom 4% of the
Eric Tony Bernie Sanders.
17%.
1%
of the 35% of the
Big Bang Bernie. Everybody does Bernie. Only 1% of the 2%
of the
25% of the Hold on. Everybody hold on. Hold on, guys.
I'm Hillary Clinton.
Guys, are you jealous that all the people over here can do Bernie?
No, of course I'm not, because I definitely do Bernie the
1% of the 2%.
35% of being held in the one upper class with colleges.
I'm doing the Bernie Sanders.
How do I know it's really Bernie Sanders?
No, no, don't run from the bit. I want to keep doing it. That was rude. That was so rude.
Bernie Sanders to do.
Oh, God. Let's have a moment of zen, please, and appreciate each other. Oh, is Nick Leap here?
Nick
Leap is here.
On.
Let's take a moment to go around the... Let's call someone. Get your phone out. We're going to have to go to... What time is it?
Do you want me to...
What time is it?
10:38.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 10:38. Wow. Whoa.
Really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. We got to say goodnight.
What do we...
Good night.
Oh, wait, wait. No. What's this?
I want to close with a
Hold
song.
Hold on. What's this?
What's what?
Matt, we need to talk.
Come in.
Please stop that. Thank you.
Oh, this is Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
Stephen Harris sent this in. Stephen Harris.
Something that until today I hadn't even told your father. When I was
Thank you, Stephen Harris.
A little older than you are now.
Stephen Harris.
My friend Rachel and I, we did a lot of stupid things.
What?
It was a pretty crazy time back then.
Oh,
like how crazy?
The country was changing.
Well,
what? Seems like everyone
seems like they're smoking pot while they're being talked to.
Experimenting.
Wow.
What? Drugs were a big part of that.
This is what? This is Seventh Heaven, by
the
way.
Mom? She's strung out right now.
Listen what they did. I think she's strung out. Listen what he does.
Now, that is.
I was strung out.
Please, stop that. I smoked pot.
Oh!
My friend Rachel's boyfriend would come over to her house and we'd all smoke in the TV room downstairs that they had set up, thinking that we were trustworthy enough to have a little privacy. I smoked pot. One night, her boyfriend left her house stoned and got in his car to go home. One stoplight before he got there, he got in a terrible accident. He went through the windshield.
That's
he
not.
Was killed instantly. We were still stoned when we got the phone call. When we got to the scene, I smoked pot.
What? That's unnecessary. She's being a bully.
This boy we had just been with, dead on the pavement.
Oh, shoot.
That night, I smoked pot.
That's a problem, of course.
And
wow, she has a problem.
Day, I still feel some responsibility for that young man. Okay. I'm telling you this because if you're using drugs, I want you to smoke pot.
Oh.
If anything like that ever happened to you, I could never forgive myself. A mother never wants to get a phone call like that. I know you're young and that you want to test the waters, but sometimes it's just not worth it. Matt, comes a time when we all smoke pot. Dad and I always smoked pot. We much prefer that you smoked pot.
It's a good talk.
Yeah, except for the dead guy.
Wow, cool, Mom.
That's the only part of that story I don't like.
Why does she bring that up?
Why does she have to bring that up?
Wait,
that
who died? I was distracted.
The friend's boyfriend.
Friend's boyfriend.
Because he smoked pot. It's the same argument as saying don't drink and drive.
Like, it was a car problem.
Oh, yeah,
problem.
You shouldn't drink and
that
drive.
That was a car problem. That wasn't a smoking pot problem.
Well, because it could have mixed your impaired vision.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be behind. Yeah.
You shouldn't be behind the wheel smoking pot. So impaired, the message is don't.
If you're impaired at all.
Right, even if it's playing with the radio. You should do nothing that takes you away from having 100%. That's why I say be careful when you text, because when you plow into someone and you kill them and you have to see their family in court, they're not going to respect you anymore because you weren't.
Redo that clip saying I was texting. And then it's not as scary at all. Then people are just like, oh, yeah, like,
yeah, no
you
one
need
cares.
To pay attention when you drive.
Right, like, no one cares in court if they go, no, he wasn't drunk driving. Oh, my God, we're not monsters. We just were texting. You know, we don't care. We have someone we love that's dead because you were taking your attention away from the wheel. No one gives a shit.
Well,
at least, drunk driver didn't kill my friend. It was a texting driver. It's a lot better when it's a texter.
And when
it's
I saw that body, I was sure to text everyone I knew.
This guy used to come down to the studio, put his lips in between the door, blah, 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 fast forward the bit. Okay, so I want to say thank you to everybody here. This has been a journey.
This show's been we're like the replacements to Mr. Rogers. We teach important lessons.
I hope. Is it bad if we say it? Oh.
What we've learned today is that you should always pick up your dog shit.
Yes.
Don't lean on people's cars.
Unless it's yours.
Or it's shitty.
No.
And if you are, you better be wearing sunglasses and smoking a cigarette.
Don't get strung out. Don't get strung out.
Drive while impaired.
Simon, what if we brought a wheelbarrow of rice in right now? Would you be happy? He does chocolate. Oh, he did the chocolate.
What?
He did some pot chocolate.
Pot chocolate.
Which somebody gave to the show. And let me tell you something. Ooh. I'm going to do them justice next week on the show. We're going to talk about this chocolate that I got.
Chocolat?
That's a teaser.
So good.
Hold up. Rusty has a sign that says, you guys forgot something.
Oh,
that we learned
no,
this show.
That's
something we learned.
No.
His Twitter.
Oh, his Twitter handle.
His Twitter handle.
We've been talking about it the entire...
And
we learned that already.
The listeners need to know that it's not just like holding up a piece of paper that's a sign. It's like one of those big arrow signs that the guy's out on the street.
Yeah, he has a hot dog. He's dressed as a fake hot dog after the show. And it said, plug my tour dates. Oh, that's her. Oh,
that's the wife making sure
that's Rachel.
He did it?
Still?
That's Rachel.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Who's getting in her car?
She's picking somebody else up.
Oh, my God.
She's turning a trick.
There's a bunch of dudes going into her car.
What is going on?
Where are they going?
Five guys just got in her car. What?
No, let's not make it wrong.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to do good comedy. Run from the bit. Run, run. All right, listen. Here's what I'd like to do to close. I'd like to do a song. I want to pick the song. I want it to be up. Let's get your voice. Let's put your voice in, like, talk into the mic.
Hello. Hi, I'm talking into the mic.
Well, there's no reverb here?
I guess not.
I want to do it in the room. I want to hear it in the room. There's no editing. I'm just going to do this all live. Let's get you in the room. Oh, that's your guitar?
I'm going out.
No, I need you more in your voice. I want this to sound so good at home. More in his voice. A lot more in his voice. Oh, do you? Who has your voice?
Me? I don't know. Aristotle?
Do you have his
maybe?
Voice?
Yeah.
Can you bring him up like a lot? I want him to.
A lot.
You'll talk into the mic close.
A lot. Give me
more, a little
all right,
more.
Give me that reverb.
Actually, can you lower it?
A little reverb.
Can you lower it a lot? I don't want to hear it.
And then we're going to thank everybody. Robbie Kirkhoff, thank you.
Yeah.
May God bless you.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Wait, the best part's coming.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Wait, the best part's coming. Hold on.
At Lord Robbie K on Twitter.
Instagram too. Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere.
Robbie Kirkhoff's
Google
hanging
him.
Out tonight.
Don't Google me. Just follow me.
He's a gift.
If you do Google him, it's Kirk Huff. Spell it that way.
Kirk Huff? It's K. It's
I know, but whenever I read your name, I go Kirk Huff.
There's no O. There's Eric, no O. Can I have one of those later? Just one?
Eric, how are you feeling?
I'm great. How are you?
Excuse me. That's not polite to do.
Really
Simon, thank
guy.
You. Is there anything you'd like to say to your dad? Did you have a hard time saying to him in person if he's listening to the show?
Oh,
does
he know he did that already?
Man.
Oh, he does. All right. No, he did a job in his car. I want to get his car washed so bad.
It's not like every accident was his fault.
Every accident was his fault, right?
Oh, yeah, that is right.
That's all right. At least you take ownership.
How many accidents you been in?
Not such a bad sign. At least he takes responsibility. Trying to make him feel better.
You better say it. You better be
his
accurate.
Dad's listening.
This is recorded.
Mark's dad is listening.
I said, how many accidents were your fault? And he said, well, let me put it this way. None of them weren't my fault.
Oh! Oh! Hey! Hey! Oh!
Tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff.
Wow, that's right. That is right.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Are we going to do that song?
That's it. That is our show. We're going to end with some nice
Duncan.
Little ditty, as they say in the business. Dunking Gary.
Sure.
Do you have any last words before you sing your song and we say goodnight?
Yeah, I'll plug the guy whose song I'm about to sing. Ah, strung out. Yeah.
Anyways, you're strung out?
You're strung out right now.
Ah, strung out. Since we're plugging things, Mark Sultan, he's playing Tuesday. I forget the venue, but if you look it up, it's here in L.A.
Well, look up Mark Sultan.
Mark Sultan, he's
I'm
really
telling
good.
You should. Okay.
This is his song. And
Mark Sultan. Good. Mark Sultan.
Does he know you're playing his
he knows,
music?
Yeah, well, it's a cover. He's allowed to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't know, but he knows now, and I'm crediting him, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not
going to
be
him.
Happy.
Google Mark Sultan.
Well, we are
musician.
Paying you a lot to sing.
Yeah,
this.
You did get $15,000 to sing this, so I hope
is
you're giving
okay
him some money.
That?
Well, yeah, it's
what?
A normal podcast.
Yeah,
$1,500, I'm sorry.
It's a Coke sponsorship.
Wait,
1500,
is
yeah.
Nerdist Coke. Okay with that, Aristotle?
Ah, let's do it. We make a lot of money on this show.
Yeah, all right, go for it.
Hey, did you hear about Hardwick?
You know,
Hardwick
just don't
jacked
give a
me
shit
up against the lockers over the weekend. All right, well, never mind, never mind.
She cuts it off of her sandwich.
Sing into that mic, you fuck. Don't be shy, asshole.
We're sinking and everybody knows. World is sinking and what am I to do? Well, I don't really care 'cause I love you. We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and everybody knows. World is sinking. Whoops, fuck.
Anyways, round two.
We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and everybody knows. World is sinking and what am I to do? Well, I don't really care 'cause I love you. We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking, there is a reason though. World is sinking and what am I to do? Well, I don't really care 'cause I love you. Everybody knows the reasons why, but nobody ever wants to try. On the TV they just moan and cry. Can't wait till we all just die. We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and everybody knows. World is sinking and what am I to do? Well, I don't really care 'cause I love you. Everybody knows the reasons why, but nobody ever wants to try. On the TV they just moan and cry. I can't wait till we all just die. We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and everybody knows. World is sinking and what am I to do?
Well, I don't really care cause I love you. No, I don't really care cause I love you. No, I don't really care cause I love you.
Now that is more like it. Yes, very good. Very good. No, that was good. That was good. No, seriously. No, that was great. Seriously.
It was okay.
No, it was very good.
It was good.
It was very good.
It was all right.
The show's over.
Okay.
That's it. Fade out.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.